My name is Ramdas Kanisari. I'm a weed scientist at the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center in Immokalee.
You spoke today in your presentation about why weed management is important, and you gave two very specific reasons. One of those was that it was recently found psyllids can feed on weeds, and the other reason being that weeds can impact yield. Let's talk about the first one, about psyllid feeding on weeds.
Sure. So this project actually all started kind of last year. Our professor, late professor Stansley, Phil Stansley, and his graduate student Nick, they did a small work, a master's level work, on looking at some of the weeds and see if they can be an alternative source. They used a choice, no choice assay in entomology, but from that results, we got really encouraged, and we went with a more advanced technology in collaboration with Dr. Justin George from USDA, located in Fort Pierce. And the technology is known as electrical penetration graph technology, or EPG technology, where we can clearly identify the feeding behavior of a psyllid or any insect in plants. So we screened. We took some of those promising results from Dr. Stansley's students' work, and we screened it, and we put those weeds through this technology to pinpoint what type of feeding these psyllids may have, because there is difference between xylem feeding and phloem feeding, and it would be always nice to know what type of feeding the psyllids are doing on the weeds.
So were there particular types of weeds the psyllids preferred?
Yeah, from our experiments or from our observations, and this is a project underway, from our up to date observations, we are finding the psyllids like to do xylem feeding on Spanish needle, then dog fennel, and primrose. Those are the three weeds we have seen positive evidence of psyllids doing xylem feeding. So far, we haven't seen any evidence for phloem feeding, but again, this is a work in progress, and we might see something else, actually. We don't know about that right now.
Okay. So the other point that you mentioned regarding psyllids feeding on the weeds is that the psyllids could potentially go to the weeds to feed during spray applications of the trees and then potentially return back to feeding on the trees. Was that right?
Yes, exactly. So the implication from this, again, the positive factor that the positive observation that it's doing xylem feeding means these weeds, as I mentioned, weeds can be an alternative source of food for the psyllids. For example, during stress periods like insecticide spraying, if there is not adequate weed management in that grove or the neighboring groves or the ditch banks, the psyllids can potentially go to those weeds and survive there until that stress period is over. So they can come back to the citrus grove after the effect of the insecticide sprays are over.
All right, and let's talk about how weeds can impact yield.
Yeah, so this is something, again, what we are doing here, we are doing a lot of trials, and all those trials, we will take the yield data at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, it boils down to getting a good yield, right? So I did a very average of our yield data, and we found that if you have a more than 75% of weed management, of the weed controlled in the tree rows, your yield can be significantly increased, at least by 25%. That means if you have a less than 10% weed managed, if you don't have an adequate weed management, your yield can be impacted, and it can be definitely reduced at least 25%. And getting that 75% of the weed managed is not that difficult.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.